Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So the Easter holidays are approaching, the summer tourism season isn't far away. There are concerns though in one Kerry town at the number of Ukrainian refugees being accommodated in tourist accommodation. Now Brian O'Connell has been to Killarney, where some people say they're proud to play their part in the Ukrainian crisis, but there are worries that the tourist spend may be down there as a result of a shortage of beds. And Brian is with us now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
We've heard these concerns before, but because I suppose we're on the brink of the ramping up of the tourism season, they're becoming a bit more urgent, are they?
That is it, absolutely. Concerns have been expressed before, not just in Killarney, but in tourist towns around the country. But I suppose in Killarney, the issues some are articulating is that a town which had a population of about 10,000, they've been accommodating somewhere around 3,000 refugees and several hundred more international protection applicants. So some are being accommodated in hotels and hostels, some in self-catering accommodation. The argument you'll hear being put forward, and previously this was put forward, is that not having tourists in certain accommodation settings is likely to result in a lower economic spend locally. This in turn could impact on jobs and businesses, and there are concerns now as to what is actually the long-term plan that's in place here. So I was in Killarney about 10 minutes yesterday, Claire, when a business owner came up to me and she told me that hundreds of tourist beds had been removed from the area she was in, and this had huge implications for her business, she felt, as a result, and she had maybe 5 or 6 months to try and keep the business going. It was noticeable too, a lot of people I approached didn't want to speak on the record.
And I know you did speak to some Ukrainians who are living in hotels at the moment, and to others in the business community too. But one councillor and hotelier is articulating some of the concerns.
Niall Botty O'Callaghan is an independent councillor. His family runs the Faulcha Hotel. I met him actually a few months ago when he said business owners were waiting to hear what the long-term plan was in terms of providing suitable accommodation for refugees. And he says now, as you said, weeks away from the summer season, they still don't really have a plan. And he said there is this added policy now to try and push short-term lettings into longer-term lettings. This is in the Housing for All plan, we know. This, he feels, could also have consequences for the local economy. So this is some of what he told me yesterday.
You have to understand there's pressure right now on the, both the Airbnb market and the self-catering. The government are basically, with being a rent pressure zone, they're not allowing planning. So a lot of these people have left the market or can't trade in the market. So you've taken that section out of the tourism market that we have. To say that you have a full hotel product, yeah, we're open for business, but the whole product in terms of what we offer in Killarney is not. It's the small cafe, the small taxi driver, the Jarvie. They're the people that are going to suffer. It's not the big fancy four-star hotels.
Say, for example, the Ukrainian population who are here, I mean, they are living now, some of them in hotels and in hostels here. It's unlikely there's going to be alternative accommodation found locally. Their kids are going to the local schools.
And they have settled in and they're welcome in our community. It's great. But don't tell me that it's a good environment for a family of a mom and a grandmother and two children to sleep in a hotel room for a year and a bit now at this stage. And that's good for their mental health either. It's not. And again, we spoke a couple of months ago and the government were giving us all these great plans. I haven't seen any plan. I'm a local councillor. I haven't seen a plan. It's a challenge. I understand it's a challenge and it's something they didn't plan. But we all have to coexist. And if you're going into another summer season of where the Jarvie or the cafe doesn't have the same footfall on the street, and that's all over the country, it's not just Killarney, then you as a government have to come with some sort of a plan.
And then the other side of the people will say, well, those hotels that are providing accommodation to Ukrainian refugees, it would be a bit rich of them to turn around come May and say, sorry now, lads, we need the rooms back for tourists.
No, and I agree with you. And I'm not asking for anybody to be put out on the street. But what I'm asking is that you have a plan. Yeah, there is concerns. And the concern is the trade on the street. Nothing to do with who's here living. They're, again, I keep stressing, more than welcome. It's how does the small taxi driver pay his bills?
So that's independent councillor Niall O'Callaghan. He clearly feels there will be an economic impact, Brian, in Killarney on short-term lets and hotel beds being used for refugees. But other people you spoke to disagree.
Well, actually, I met with Bridget O'Keefe. She's in a new post. She's senior executive with Killarney Chamber of Commerce. And she rejected the idea that tourism could be impacted to any great degree by the presence of refugees in large numbers in Killarney. She told me she'd been in contact with many hotel owners in recent days, and she feels they expect a very significant tourist season ahead. So we took a stroll through Killarney, and I asked Bridget what the tourist season ahead is looking like.
You have 38 hotels in Killarney, and of the 38, you're looking at 35 or 36 strongly open for business.
And then the other two or three are ones that are being used at the moment for Ukrainian beds.
Ukrainian beds and supporting the Ukrainians that are here in Killarney.
Some of the business owners I've been talking to are concerned that the economic spend may be down because some of those beds are being utilised by Ukrainian refugees as opposed to American tourists, for example.
I don't really want to comment on the spend for those businesses that you might have spoken to already.
It's a difficult balance, though, isn't it? Because everybody wants to play their part. But at the same time, the main economic driver here is tourism.
It is the main economic driver, I agree. But sometimes we forget that Killarney is a destination that people travel to for a day trip. And it's not just about tourism. It's industry as well. It's commerce.
And the hotel owners you're talking to, Bridget, what are they saying about the next 6 months? Have they any idea what it's going to look like?
Well, they're very positive. So, you know, all in all, obviously the VAT rate has helped. You know, that sustaining the VAT rate till later this year. Yeah, very strong positive message coming from the hotels I spoke to.
Bridget O'Keefe from Killarney Chamber of Commerce, and you met some Ukrainians, Brian, living in hotels and also an advocacy group.
Yeah, we'll get to one of the Ukrainians I met in a minute, a Ukrainian woman who's living in the Inishvallen Hotel in Fossa. First, I called to one organisation, CASI. They're working on the ground with refugees in Killarney, been there for many years. They're helping them to access supports. And there I spoke to Marilyn Coonahan.
You know, when they arrive here first, we have to help them with trying to get PPS number, medical cards, linking them with all the different support and services in the community.
And the people that you're interacting with, are they happy at the moment in terms of the accommodation they're being provided with?
Well, most of them, we never heard anything. I mean, like, quite lately, there is a kind of concern about, maybe especially in houses, about maybe could be overcrowding or something. Yeah, but you know, there was a lot of talk about when the tourist season, then that the hotels will be open again and everything, but for now we haven't heard anything, quite frankly. At the end of the day, you can't blame really the refugees or the Ukrainians or asylum seekers who are here. They didn't choose to come to Killarney. So yeah, at the same time, they need accommodation, and probably it's concentrated in Killarney because there's a lot of accommodations here.
So that's Marilyn Coonahan in CASI, the immigrant support group. Now, some days they're dealing with up to 100 people arriving at their offices, so a very busy office there in Killarney. Now, they told me access to English lessons is proving one of the biggest challenges. There is good cooperation, they said, between all agencies on the ground. Finally, Claire, as I mentioned, I met one Ukrainian woman living in a hotel in Fossa, the Inishvallen, since last May, and she told me about what it's been like for her.
I stay in this hotel 10 months from May.
And when you came here first in May, you didn't think it would be 10 months?
Was maybe 2 or 3 months, but now I don't know how months will be this more.
Have you got children?
Very soon.
You're expecting a child. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's so interesting for me.
Your first? Yes,
it's my first baby. It's my experience. Birth in Ireland. In this place, it's so beautiful and place for Ukrainian people because staff very kindly for us. Sometimes I read news about many Ukrainian people don't like live in the hotel, but it's not my experience.
Do you have to pay for your food here?
In April start, yes.
You have to pay for food?
Yeah. 70 euro in the week.
A hotel like this, what does the future hold for you? Can you plan the future?
I need, because I'm pregnant, too, but it's so difficult now. I have some plans. That's why, yes, I have plans, but I don't know when come true.
And Brian, you did ask the department responsible for some clarity around all of this.
Yes, some interesting figures. So Ireland is now accommodating just over 80,000 people fleeing Ukraine and people seeking international protection. If you go back, Claire, to February 2022, there was just over 8,000. So a huge increase in that 14 months. In terms of the numbers of Ukrainians, we have here just over 60,000. In Kerry, we have 6,500 people who are seeking temporary protection. And then in terms of, you know, what is a long-term plan, I suppose what the department said is they enter into contracts with accommodation providers. Sometimes they decide to withdraw from those contracts. They are working very hard on solutions that will allow them to provide shelter to people from Ukraine in the time ahead. And I suppose they are endeavouring really to provide a bed to all of those in need. So a very difficult situation they're trying to manage.
Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian O'Connell reporting there. Now, would you like to see your green bin collected more often? We'll be hearing the logic behind more collections for recycling. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.